Hello, I'm Barry Collins, editor of PT Pro, and I'm here at CES 2012 with Tim Danton and John Honeyball. And now we're going to talk about what wasn't said at this year's show. And John, there was nary a mention of Windows 8.
Something very, very noticeable about this CES, not a mention of Windows 8, apart from Ballmer's keynote, of course, where he kind of had to announce it or else the stock price would have fallen through the floor, probably. But no mention here, no mention of ARM-based tablets, nothing. Now, in a sense, this is not surprising because we haven't even had the first beta yet of Windows 8, although they're hoping it will ship somewhere around September this year, if the rumours are to be believed. But nevertheless, there is a sense to this, which is that the PC manufacturers are now on kind of a six-monthly hardware engineering refresh. So the stuff that they're announcing here will be on sale through the first half of this year, and quite a few companies are storing up interesting things to talk about for the Windows 8 launch coming in the second half of this year. So from that point of view, it made sense that the hardware vendors here weren't making a big noise about Windows 8 hardware that they can't ship, can't sell, because there is no OS for it. But nevertheless, just still the whole sort of quietness about it was a bit spooky, actually, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, this sort of comes on to another of our topics, which is who replaces Microsoft as the lead keynote at CES, because as we reported before the show, Microsoft is coming out of CES, and Steve Ballmer and Bill Gates, who have done the lead keynote for the past, 10 years or more, are no longer going to be in that prestigious slot. And Gary Shapiro, the head of the CEA, was very coy about who's actually going to replace Microsoft and step up. John, who do you think might fill Mr. Ballmer's shoes?
I honestly have no idea as to who could actually do the thing justice. It'll probably be someone like Justin Bieber.
Tim?
I'm going to go for Justin Bieber as well. There aren't so many celebrities, are there? And really, you need a big name. To be honest, Bill Gates, I saw him a couple of times, and he didn't bring the house down.
The thing about Bill Gates, they came to see Bill Gates. It was just the fact that you got the world's richest man on stage. Ballmer didn't have that, and the Microsoft keynotes lost a lot of oomph, and the crowds they were always busy, but people weren't queuing up for hours beforehand to get into them in the same way they were for Gates. So the CEO have got a big job in their hands trying to find somebody who can step up.
I suspect they're going to go for someone completely left field, someone outside of the industry, maybe from the realm of politics or something. But there aren't the industry names, as you say, that we don't have Steve Jobs anymore, and Apple haven't been here anyway. Microsoft has gone. Who's interested in the latest CEO of HP? No one, and so forth. So I think they actually have a real problem to fill here. I wouldn't want to be the person having to make this decision.
I think it could actually be like, have I got news for you? And they could have a guest keynote speaker each year. And so, maybe next year it's Angus Deaton. Who knows?
You find your hat into the ring. Okay, so, and just finally, before we leave this topic, Ivy Bridge. And we'd hyped it ourselves, to be honest. We'd said it was likely to be announced here. It wasn't even mentioned in two Intel keynote speeches.
No, everyone's being so reticent about it. It's like there's a huge gagging order. It's like there's a super injunction on the phrase Ivy Bridge. I'm pretty sure that I've used an Ivy Bridge laptop at this CES. But all the manufacturers, they aren't allowed to say what's inside. I think the Lenovo E430S that I used, I think that was an Ivy Bridge laptop. But they were being so coy on it.
At the end of the day, who cares?
I mean, it's going to be faster, John.
Well, if it's faster, it's faster. If the battery life's better, it's better. That's the important point. I don't give a damn whether it's an Ivy Bridge or an Ivy Fallen Down Bridge or a tree or something. I don't care,
But, John, you do care about the form of laptops, and the idea of Ivy Ridge, for example, is that it will ultimately enable slimmer laptops.
Well, maybe, but that then comes down to the engineering. Ivy Bridge itself isn't going to be a magic potion that is a cure-all for all known problems. But, it may make things easier and so forth, but the proof is in the deliverable.
Well, we'll see what happens with Intel later in the year.